And the book is titled Get Real, Sharing Your Everyday Faith Every Day by John Leonard. One of the things that we did last week was we spent some time just talking about our perception of evangelism and how that perception of evangelism sometimes shapes our activity, our enthusiasm. It is sometimes portrayed as only a large group evangelistic event, or possibly portrayed as a kind of distasteful conversation, kind of like a used car salesman pressuring you to buy a car. Over against that, the author told of someone who very warmly came into their life and in a short period of time was engaged in a fairly intimate conversation where they were surprised to find themselves opening up about critical matters with him, because they were made to feel at ease with that conversation, and they used that situation as a counterpoint to the idea of evangelism as the used car salesman. As I said, that theme is going to run throughout the book, and the theme is that that evangelism has been somewhat misunderstood, and instead of thinking of it as an event where you, in a sense, force yourself on someone else, his theme is to think of it as showing love and interest in the people around you with a view towards telling them about Jesus. So it's not just the idea of being kind and generous to people around you. There are lots of people who do that without Jesus, and it's called altruism. It's the idea of doing good to others around you. But it does have in mind that you have a goal in this relationship, a goal in this conversation, that is that you would tell them of Jesus. The book is divided up into two different sections, and I'll follow those sections that he has. I think it's good to have an idea of where we're going, and so I'll tell you what the two sections are. The first section is going to consider the gospel itself. That's going to answer the questions, what is the good news? What has God done? Why is it good news? And the aim that the author gives out front is that he says, I want you to fall in love with the gospel all over again. To fall in love with the gospel all over again. And I think while you may not think of it in those terms, it's an appropriate idea to be reminded about what God has done for you. And we are going to take several weeks to just dig into how magnificent the gospel is. How magnificent it is to recognize what Jesus has done for you. It's also very fitting to fall in love with that gospel all over again, because I think you would find some of the patterns that he's going to talk about in the New Testament itself. I have often referred to the occasion when Jesus heals the demoniac, and that man who so clearly has encountered Jesus and has been changed comes and says, Jesus, I want to go with you. I want to be one of your disciples. I want to go with you. And Jesus tells him no. Not no to being a disciple, I think, but no to coming with me. And he says, go home and tell how much God has done for you. And I've often thought of that as this sense of evangelism, of showing love and interest in the people around you. His task was not to go with Jesus and to become that type of disciple, but as a disciple of Christ, he did have a job to do, and that was to go home as a disciple of Christ and to tell how much God had done for him. It really is a glorious task that he is given as well, to take that gospel to his home community. And in a sense, it was a very simple telling that was his job. Sometimes we make evangelism out into a very difficult theological discourse. But what this man was to tell was very simply, tell how much God has done for you. And it's a very similar theme for the blind man whom Jesus healed, where he very simply says to those who come and ask him about this Jesus, he says, well, I'm not sure, I didn't see him, but what I do know is this. Once I was blind, but now I see. And it was Jesus who did it. And he just very simply relates his own experience in this gospel task. You've also heard me refer to this aspect as well, that evangelism has an element of commending what you love, talking about what is important to you. So, for instance, I know that these three guys up here recently at an airsoft game. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard you talking about it a lot. Why do you talk about it so much?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you go to any classes to get trained on how to talk about airsoft?
No.
That's right. You talked about something that you really enjoy. It was something that was important to you. John Piper talks about commending what you love, and talks about it in the negative. You can't commend what you don't love. So my design in this book is to remind you just how much God has loved you and how much you love him in response. And then out of that love, out of an overflow of your heart, my prayer is then that you would joyfully speak about something that you love. You speak about Christ. Now, that's one aim of the book, to stir up your love for the gospel. And secondly, the second half of the book gets into where you share the gospel and how you share the gospel. And is going to look at some very practical aspects about that get into some questions that I think will help you to understand how your approach towards other people and your approach towards sharing the gospel is not something to be afraid of, but instead is something to really be lively about and excited about. The author also makes it a very clear point that this is it's not his purpose to burden the church with guilt. That too is a all too common approach to evangelism. Thou shalt evangelize, and if you don't, you're not a very good Christian, is the attitude that you sometimes come across. So he says this book is about grace, not guilt. This book does not guilt you into sharing your faith, because you can't share grace if you're not under grace. It's about setting you free so that you'll be able, by God's grace, to impact those around you for Christ. So after we talk about what the gospel is, then we'll talk very practically about the mindset and an approach towards sharing your life and sharing the gospel with others. And I realize that that leaves a lot of questions unanswered, And the answer to those questions is, well, you got to read the book. So have to come back and hear the rest of what he has to say about evangelism. And that's as far as I'll go today by way of introduction. We'll have more in the weeks to come. Let's bow together in prayer as we close. Father, I'm thankful for just this very brief introduction to an important subject to us. And God, you have set us free, and we're so grateful for that. And we do want to carry out that great gospel mission that you have given to us. We pray that we would bear the precious seed sometimes with tears, but also with the joy of carrying out that mission, and that we would also rejoice at the harvest that you bring in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks, you're dismissed.